You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Yeah, that's right. We're back in real time here, finally. That study in Revelation we just wrapped up was recorded almost 2 years ago, though it took about a year to do. We had a lot of programs on there. But this introduction is new, at least the 3rd of June here on Saturday morning when I'm introducing this program, which was just preached a couple months ago at Island Community Church. And that is this verse-by-verse study through the book of James. We're looking here. We're in chapter 1. This is the second in a series of 9 messages. This is entitled The Dangers of Sin. Here's part 2.
We rejoice in tribulations. I mean, let's just call it a day and leave now. Is there anyone in this church that does that? 2. Better women than I am. I'll scrutinize you later. And Pam, I'll have her in my office Wednesday afternoon. Rejoice in tribulation. You need some work. I need work. I was taught in seminary not to use the word I. I get to use the word you. Don't worry, I get it, Monday through Saturday night. Sunday morning is yours. Must I quote John 12:25 again in this church? He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. Okay, we haven't mastered this yet, but we're working on it. Let me continue. We rejoice, since we're all in agreement that we all rejoice in tribulations, I guess we can move forward now. We also rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. Endurance produces approved character. And approved character produces hope. That's the end result. Hope. Hope out of all this. The end result out of all this is hope. Here's a few tidbits on hope. Hope is not, I hope my team wins the Super Bowl. Cowboy fans out there, sorry. You can hope all you want. Or I hope I get a raise. Biblical hope is not a hope so, it's a no so. It isn't wishing for the best. It isn't waiting to see what happens and hope that it turns out well. Hope is not a feeling or an emotion. Hope is the knowledge of facts. If someone says to you, I hope you have a good day, there's no guarantee the day will be good. To have a biblical hope is to have a sure anchor of the soul. Not hoping for rain because the forecast says there's a 60% chance of rain. And you hope that you get your garden watered? That is not hope. That is wishful thinking, not hope. It is utterly undependable and has no power to bring anything to pass. Human hope pales in comparison to biblical hope. Now, the Christian's definition of hope is far superior to that of the world. Instead of wishing or hoping for something to happen, a believer knows their hope is solid, concrete evidence because it's grounded on the Word of God, and we know that God cannot lie. The Christian has a hope that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. It is a hope that is like faith, a faith that cannot be moved by circumstances or what the eyes see, because an unseen God is seen in his faithfulness. An unseen God is seen in his faithfulness. Everyone with me so far? This is the chain reaction that gets developed as a result of two things: trials and God's faithfulness working together with your faith. So let me read this chain one more time before we move back to James. Again, Romans 5:3. And not only that, but we rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. Endurance, approved character. Approved character, hope. Okay, now we're ready to move back to James chapter 1 and verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man. Sounds just like the Proverbs, doesn't it? Blessed is the man. Or it sounds like the Sermon on the Mount, too. Maybe he was there for the Sermon on the Mount, scoffing all the way. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, because when he is tried or approved, dokimos, when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him. Now let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Everyone got that? God does not tempt you. God does not tempt you to do anything. God tests you. He doesn't tempt you. God does not tempt you to sin. God tests you to reveal to yourself what you're made of, to show you what your red line is. That's why he does this. God tests you to prove you. And then, like Abraham, once you are approved, you will receive the crown of life. Has anyone here ever been tested? We just heard a testimony this morning. Tested and approved. A little more than a year ago, I guess I had this happen to me, when my wife died in what I consider to be an unseemly manner. And I was tested. Many people in this church have lost their spouse due to death. Maybe you can't relate unless this has happened to you. And you can say, oh, that wouldn't affect my faith. You got to have it happen to you to understand. I read all the time in the newspaper, Tom Jones died peacefully in the arms of his family. What about my wife? That didn't happen to her. There was nothing peaceful about that. And I ran everyone out of there and shut the door and said, we're going to have a talk. And right there was my faith tested, because I could have so easily have walked away from God that day. And you say, that's impossible. Have your spouse die in front of your eyes, and you'll understand it a little more. And I shut the door, and God said to me, it's clear, I'll never forget what he said to me as long as I live. You men have heard me preach it before. Philippians 1:29. To you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. And that was it. My grief, well, it goes on today, obviously. But my wrestling with this lasted 10 minutes. I opened the door, let the people back in, and I was good to go. Everyone's tested at some time in their life. That tested me. I didn't think that was right. That's not the way I've read about it. I hope I passed it. I'm still standing here today, by golly. I say I have passed it. But God is faithful. And He'll test you. He'll give you something in your life. Might be something different. I hope it's not the way I was tested. And I pray as long as I live, that could never happen to me again. I would hope not. Right? Everyone's tested. Abraham goes and takes a knife and holds it over his son. And he says, not so fast, buddy boy. Not so fast. Now I know that you love me. And you won't withhold anything from me. And that was it. Oh, he failed again. He sinned again. He stumbled again. But his testing was over that day, and God proved him, and God tried him, and God showed Abraham his red line was beyond recognition. I think it's the same thing with you as well. I know I'm not the only one with a testimony similar to this. Lots of men and women could get up here and say the same thing, or maybe in a different way. But this is what God does with us. He'll test us and try us and see if we'll still praise His name when we undergo something like that. Again now, verse 14. I'm so grateful that my wife accepts me the way that I am. And I don't have to hide my past from her. I can't hide anything. I am who I am. My wife died before. I love this woman like more than anything. And I'm grateful she lets me talk about it because it's good for me sometimes, you know, to talk about my past and that happening. So it's bad not to be able to talk about something. Real bad. Verse 14. James tells us more who is responsible for temptations.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Set me free. I'm happy to be